You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Do you know what I use to record these podcasts? It's Anchor by Spotify. It's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer. It's all really, really easy. It's all really intuitive. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast.
Good morning. Welcome to Breakfast with Kent for Friday. Nice. Friday attire, Friday behavior. Let's go. It's September 3rd, 2021, brought to you by the great people at Today's Dentistry, Dr. Mike O'Neill, the best dentist in the business. Give him a call. Take good care of your teeth. Having a great dentist, a big part of taking great care of your teeth. 317-849-2933. If you like the video, hit the like button. I appreciate it. Let's talk about sports and let's talk about COVID because it's impossible to separate the two. That's just the way it is. Carson Wentz spoke to the media yesterday about his decision not to vaccinate. He wouldn't say why. He said it's a family decision and that this is where they've landed and that the decision is fluid. He's trying to do his best for his team, for his family, for everybody. And so he has not yet gotten vaccinated. And that bothers some people, and rightly so. But he did say yesterday that he's lost sleep over the decision as to whether to vaccinate or not. And that, to me, is, you know what? Okay. What are we going to do? We can't make the decision for people, right? But if a guy is going out trying to get the best information he can and then making the best decision that he can for his family, really hard to argue with that. But let's be honest. If Carson Wentz was an accountant who lived on the northwest side of Indianapolis, we don't give a damn whether he's vaccinated or not. Why we give a damn is he's the quarterback of the Indianapolis Colts. The Colts are in their pocket $21 million this season to pay Carson Wentz to be the starting quarterback. If not Carson Wentz, you got Jacob Eason. That's not good. And not that Jacob Eason is bad. He's a backup quarterback. Nobody wants to start a backup quarterback. So if Carson Wentz has a close contact with somebody who tests positive, it's over for a five-day period, which is in all likelihood, at least five-sevenths by my math, likely to take a game from Carson Wentz and put you in a position where you're not going to be as competitive. And we're Colts fans. We want the Colts to win. If you have the vaccine, close contact doesn't mean you lose 5 days and likely a game. It's that simple. And for fans, for people who want the Colts to win or want any NFL team to win, you want what the Bucs have done. You want what the Falcons have done. They've got 100% vaccine across the players, staff, everybody. That's what you want. It gives you a competitive advantage this year. And to try to strip COVID out of the NFL is almost as difficult as stripping COVID from our society. We'd love to do it, but we're unable to do it. COVID sucks. I don't like talking about it. You don't like hearing about it. The Colts don't like being asked about it. They just want to play football. That's what Darius Leonard said yesterday. Man, it's taxing. I just want to play football. I get it. We all get it. But it's impossible at this point. It just is. College football tomorrow, so is it enough? It's enough for me because I can't give the man a vaccine. I can't do that. I can't make that decision for them. What you hope for anybody is that they go out and find people that they trust who have a background in this stuff and some knowledge in this stuff that we don't have. Like Darius Leonard said, he doesn't have enough information. Well, duh. He never gonna have enough information. How's he gonna get it? You ask somebody who does have it for their perspective, because you can read all the stuff on the internet that you want. That does not make you a virologist. That does not turn you into somebody who knows stuff about this. So find somebody you trust, ask them the question, should I, and follow their guidance. It's kind of that simple. College football last night, Ohio State beats Minnesota 45-31. That's a lot of points to give up to the Golden Gophers for Ohio State. I think there's a window of hope for the Hoosiers. You know, if you're going to allow Minnesota to score 31, what's Indiana going to do with Freifogel and that running back that they got the transfer from USC, whose name I won't commit to memory until he puts on a Hoosier jersey and runs for the Hoosiers? Then we're going to remember his name. Not until then. Transfers come and go. They make odd decisions. I'm not going to spend valuable bandwidth up here to recall and the name of a running back from USC who has yet to take a snap for the Hoosiers. I just won't do it. But Penix, you've got Tywan Mullen, as good a cornerback as there is in college football. Micah McFadden, real guys. Marcelino Ball, how long has he been in Bloomington? He's like Van Waiters, man. Van Waiters was a linebacker for Indiana for about 12 years. And then he went to the NFL and played for another decade. He left Indiana at the age of 32. He left the NFL, I think he was 44 years old. That's Van Waiters. I think Marcelino Ball is on that same track. Indiana is a four-point dog tomorrow at 3:30 at Iowa. I love Indiana as a four-point dog in this game. I think Indiana's depth, their team speed, their experience, they got a lot of guys coming back. What, 18 to 22 starters? I think Indiana puts down the Hawkeyes tomorrow, and it'll be by more than four. The over-under is 46. I don't think that seems like a crazy low number to me. I would take the over. I hate taking the over, but I would take the over. Then you've got Oregon State at Purdue, 7 o'clock tomorrow night. By the way, IU is on BTN. And if you don't know how to get BTN, if you live outside the BTN footprint, I don't know. Oregon State at Purdue, Fox Sports 1, 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Purdue, a 7-point favorite. I don't know what to think about Purdue. I am staying away from all things Purdue in terms of lines and gambling and that kind of stuff. But the over-under 69. Number one, you know what? You can't argue with a number. And number two, it is way high. I take the under in this game. That's 23 points more in the over-under for the Purdue game than the IU game. That is a wide chasm. That's a lot. Low number for IU, really high number for Purdue, so I take the under. I don't know what Purdue's offense is going to look like, and I don't know what Oregon State is going to look like either. I don't think, but I don't know what the defenses are. I stay away. You know what? 69 seems like a big number. You got to have some fun with the game. Bet the under. High school football. Oh, by the way, Cubs won last night in 11-6-5. Ian Happ, by God, has gotten hotter than snot. Just ripping the ball all over the place. Now the games don't matter a damn. Ian Happ has relaxed. He's locked in. Hit his 18th bomb of the season last night. They beat the Pirates 6-5 in 11 innings. They were down 3-0. They got 5 in the bottom of the 7th to take a 5-3 lead. Gave up 2 in the top of the 9th. And then in the 11th, they score, they point the walk-off run, and everybody was happy. All 6,000 fans, or however many people, invested like fools to go watch that Triple-A team play at Wrigley Field. Here's what I think is happening. I think Tom Ricketts is learning that Cubs fans don't need a winner. They don't care. They show up to Wrigley Field. They pay to go in there like they pay to go to the Field Museum, or the Shedd Aquarium, or the Adler Planetarium. That's what they do. It's like going to see a Broadway show. You pay your money, you sit in the seat, you look around, you say, isn't this beautiful? You know, my dad, when he took me to my first game, we sat right over there. That's it. And then you drink 18 beers, and you urinate all over Wrigleyville, and then you you get on the L and you go home. It's just that easy. High school football, which none of this is true. High school football tonight, Avon at HSC, Penn at Cathedral. This is actually at Arlington. And Danny O'Neill, the quarterback for the Cathedral Fighting Irish, has looked really good. I've kind of taken a liking to this guy and the way he throws the football, the way he moves in the pocket. He's not 16 years old yet. He's a sophomore. Cathedral, 2-0. Danny, by the way, O'Neill, is going to go see Purdue tomorrow play Oregon State. So the Boilermakers taking a good long look at the sophomore sensation out of Cathedral High School. Fishers at Noblesville, Guerin at Heritage Christian, Roncalli at Chittard. I may go to that Cathedral game tonight. That'd be a lot of fun. Avon at HSE is also a good game right in the area. I don't know. The battle between Northside, Southside, Catholic schools, Roncalli at Chittard, going to be fantastic. LC at LN, Pike at Ben Davis, Southport at Columbus North, Westfield at Zionsville, Center Grove at Carmel, Brebeuf at Ritter. Let's celebrate some birthdays. Get out. See a high school football game, for goodness sake. You can hear Julie in the background preparing the breakfast. Where's the breakfast, people say? Breakfast with Kent. Where is it? It's out there. Hear it? It's going to be delicious. All right. George Lynch, Indiana Hoosier legend, celebrating a birthday today. Russell Baxter, Chris Hunter, happy birthday. Lisa Eastis, happy birthday. Kim Kelly, Dave Rolfe, Michael Weiner, Scott Gutman, the great Tim Reardon, celebrating a birthday. One of Chicago's great Irishmen. Also my brother-in-law, Sharon Alseth, former news director at WIBC. I know that Julie is screaming for both Tim Reardon and Sharon Alseth, and also John Goforth, one of the greatest salespeople in the history of radio, celebrating a birthday. If today's your birthday, you celebrate like hell. What? Go forth and celebrate. Go forth and celebrate. Listen to Julie taking the names and turning them into a life ethos, for goodness sake. Have a great weekend, long weekend. Enjoy yourselves. Have some fun. No breakfast with Kent Monday. Can't wait to talk to you on Tuesday.